This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is in Washington today to talk to President Trump and members of Congress about the new NAFTA, which Mexico formally approved last night. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more.
Let's get some terminology out of the way. When we talk about the new NAFTA, we're talking about the trade agreement between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. And what you call it depends on where you are.
By the U.S., it's called the USMCA. In Canada, we call it CUSMA, so the Canada-U.S.-Mexico Agreement.
Julie Addis is a senior economist at the Conference Board of Canada. You can guess who comes first in Mexico. Leaders of all three countries signed the agreement in November, but each country's legislature needs to ratify it. In the meantime, Addis says, surveys suggest that
Canadian businesses don't have much confidence in the economy at this point to invest in the economy.
Canada's parliament appears inclined to approve the massive trade agreement. But, says Scotty Greenwood of the Canadian-American Business Council, which represents businesses on both sides of the border.
But in the United States, there is some debate, particularly among Democrats in Congress, about the deal. Should it be strengthened? Should it be changed?
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has expressed concerns about labor and environmental protections, also enforcement mechanisms and rules around prescription drugs.
And so I think the Prime Minister wants to have a conversation not only with the President about that, but also with congressional leaders.
All this creates an interesting dynamic for President Trump and Prime Minister Trudeau, who haven't always enjoyed the closest of relationships, but they need each other now. Laura Dawson is director of the Canada Institute at the Wilson Center.
I'm not sure that Trudeau is going to necessarily have, you know, full persuasive power with the Democrats, but I think he's going to be helpful to what the White House is trying to do, which is kind of ironic, really.
Canada holds national elections in 4 months, and with Trump and Trudeau working to keep their jobs, both are aiming for a win on trade. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.